From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 5th. It's Theo. July 5th, Tech Roundup. Five stories. Here's number one. Let's get into it. First, from The Decoder, Baidu's unlimited OCR processes dozens of document pages in one pass by treating memory like human forgetting. Baidu's unlimited OCR reads dozens of document pages in a single pass, where previous systems topped out at about 10. A modified attention mechanism keeps memory use flat, no matter how many pages the model processes. It currently holds the top spot on the most important OCR benchmark. The article Baidu's unlimited OCR processes dozens of document pages in one pass by treating memory like human forgetting appeared first on The Decoder. Next, second, from The Decoder. Claude Code and Fable 5 ported the 2003 PC game Command & Conquer to native iOS in a few hours. A Google DeepMind developer ported the 2003 real-time strategy game Command & Conquer Generals 0 Hour to iPhone and iPad using Anthropic's Claude Code. The first build took 40 minutes. The full source code is on GitHub. The article Claude Code and Fable 5 ported the 2003 PC game Command & Conquer to native iOS in a few hours appeared first on The Decoder. Up next, third, from Towards Data Science. Assemble each RAG generation prompt from a base prompt, plus the rules each question needs. Enterprise Document Intelligence, Volber 1, 8b. A fixed base, the rules each question needs. One registry, the dispatcher that turns a parsed question into a typed LLM call, the post assemble. Each RAG generation prompt from a base prompt, plus the rules. Each question needs appeared first on Towards Data Science. And then, fourth, from The Decoder. AI search agents don't fail at searching. They fail at asking the right questions when queries get ambiguous. I've been thinking about why AI search agents stumble, and it turns out the hiccup isn't the crawling or indexing, it's the conversation. When a query gets fuzzy, the system just keeps digging instead of asking, "Did you mean..." And that extra back and forth makes a huge difference. A fresh benchmark called Disco Bench measured this directly. Models that kept searching without clarification only hit about 52%, which is actually worse than a naive guesser. The top performer barely nudged up to 43% overall accuracy, showing the gap is real. What's striking is how much the numbers jump when the ambiguity disappears. Strip the vague parts out, and accuracy can climb by roughly 40 points. It's a reminder that a simple follow-up question can be more powerful than a deeper search. So the takeaway is clear. The next leap for these agents will come from better dialogue, not faster crawling. If they learn to pause and ask, they'll get a lot closer to the answers we actually need. Next. Fifth, from The Decoder. Hollywood wants C-Dance banned and reportedly also wants to keep using it. ByteDance's AI video tool C-Dance is dividing Hollywood. A viral clip featuring AI-generated Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise prompted the Motion Picture Association's first-ever cease and desist against an AI company. But behind the scenes, studios are quietly using the tool on a don't-ask, don't-tell basis, says Simpsons animation producer Joel Kuwahara. The article Hollywood wants C-Dance banned and reportedly also wants to keep using it appeared first on The Decoder. Up next, sixth, from The Decoder. Mistral CEO Mensch says proprietary AI models give labs a front row seat to your business processes. Mistral founder Arthur Mensch warns companies against relying on closed AI models. He claims AI labs are storing more and more customer data and have, in some cases, used it to go after their own customers as competitors. The concern is valid, but Mistral can't really compete with frontier models from OpenAI or Anthropic on performance and is betting heavily on EU sovereignty as its strategic edge. The article Mistral CEO Mensch says proprietary AI models give labs a front row seat to your business processes appeared first on The Decoder, and then. Seventh, from the decoder, AI private schools sell wealthy U.S. families on personalized learning over traditional education. Wealthy U.S. families are increasingly sending their kids to AI schools like Alpha School, which combines 2 hours of AI tutoring with project-based workshops for up to $75,000 a year in tuition. The trend highlights a growing education gap in the AI era, where traditional schools are struggling to adopt the technology, which may do more harm than good if used without the right skills. The article, AI Private Schools Sell Wealthy U.S. Families on Personalized Learning Over Traditional Education, appeared first on the Decoder. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious.